Today, we're going to discuss and talk about interesting halachot. Interesting, very interesting halachot. Let's begin. This is in the Yalkut Yosef Simin Kuf Ayin Tet. Are you allowed to have a magician at a party? Today, it's one of the most enjoyable things that people rent a magician, a birthday party or whatnot. Now, what is a magician? It's not much. It's not. Nobody in his right mind believes that the magician has any kochot. Now, if the magician walked around claiming he had kochot, if the magician walked around and he was doing something supernatural, that would be asur because of the chiyuv in the Torah of kaisei. You're not allowed to have somebody who does magic. That's called isur kaisei. Okay, does everybody hear what I just told you? That if he walks around with some kind of a supernatural, or he claims it's, that would be awesome. The question is, today, the magician, what is a magician? It's called achizat einayim. Achizat einayim just means what? No? The eyes. He's faster. It's a quick trick. It's just that he's quicker than your eye. So the question is, are you allowed to do that? It's a big, big machlokes, big arguments. Some say yes, some say not. Says the Yalkut Yosef, yesh lesser, lahazmin kaisen. You're not allowed to have a magician. Yeah, to bring a magician that does ma'ase la'atutim ba'achizat einayim. That he tricks you with achizat einayim. Aidei kalus hatnua, because he's quick with his hands. Uzrizut ma'ase. So it's interesting. It's an interesting thing. Kids always have. They learn these tricks. Yeah. They take a quarter out of their pocket, out of their sleeve. I don't know, all these different types of, he seems to say, even though you understand that it's just tnuat kal, it's just something that he does because he catches your eye, still, you're not allowed to do it. Even if he's not even claiming that he's doing some kind of a magic. Shahu is a tyro. Now, how about doing this for chas and kala? How about at the wedding? Sometimes you bring a person that does all these tricks. But asur lasis kei gam litzoyreich simchas chas and kala isimchas purim. Now, but im akaisen guy, that might be a little bit of a leeway, you see? If he's a Jew, so which means, could a Jew go become a magician? According to him, you're not allowed to become a magician. You hear? You hear, Binyamin? Is a Jew allowed to be a magician? No. And even though you know that it doesn't mean much, it's just achizat einayim, it's just he's quick with his hands, and still not allowed. B'ma kaisim hu guy, but if the kaisim is a guy, mutter lachzis b'lal tutav, you're allowed to see it. So in case chalamayit, yeah, they want to bring it to a chveis, and there's a magic. For example, sometimes they used to have the, the circus. Right. And then some guy gets up and does magic tricks. If he's a guy, mutter. Okay. Kol davar shel siman tov. A lot of times people do things, oh, it's a good siman. It's a siman tov. Are you allowed to be busy with siman tov? So he says, em b'zeh mishum yisu nichus. V'lachen, ma sheno agim likvoy ze simcha liyom shlishi. A lot of times people say, you know what, Tuesday's a good day. Why? Because it's yom shenich bal bo ki tov. How many times does it say on the Torah by creation, bereshit, on Tuesday ki to twice? Usually it says Vayad Elokim ki to once. Tuesday, it says it twice. So people have a minhag, let's do everything on Tuesday. A chatuna, everything Tuesday. No, it's a famous thing. Oh, you never heard this before? Even the Ashkenazim are busy with this. Bishop is fired, not busy with it. Not a big chiddush. Anything which is skula and siman and then the kitov. Ashkenazim also. And you want to know something? Ashkenazim, when they talk about Tuesday, when they write it in the Sefer today, Tuesday, they write Yom Shnichpa Bo Kitov. They'll use the wording Yom Shnichpalbo. Instead of saying Tuesday, they say Yom Shnichpalbo Kitov. So in case you ever see it, you should know what it means. It means Tuesday. It means Tuesday. Now the question is, maybe it's Nichush, Simanim, and the answer is, it's good. Ebezech Shash Nichush. And therefore, a lot of times yeshivas have a minag that when do they start learning? Rosh Chodesh Elul. Or Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Or Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Why Rosh Chodesh? He says it's not a problem of Nichush. No, don't worry. It's a, start Rosh Chodesh. Don't worry about it. Okay? Shehesh Bezeh Siman Tov. So could you be busy with Siman Tov? Yes. You know, if you notice, there's such a thing as Mazal Tov. And there's such a thing as what? Siman Tov. You notice it's two different things. Siman Tov. Mazal Tov. Huh? Siman Tov is also, you see. Now you're going to ask me, why are we busy with Mazal Tov if en Mazal Yisrael? So the Meiri explains, Yesh Mazal Yisrael. Yesh Mazal. Yesh. Yesh Mazal. I think Mara says, Yisrael lemala min ha-mazal. Jews are higher than the mazal. So he explains, and many Mefarshim explain the same, that they could change the mazal. Goyim, pretty much they can't change their mazal. Whatever their mazal is, and if they are shlu mazal, by the way, you know what the word shlu mazal comes from, right? You ever see the word shlu mazal? What does shlamazel mean? Ah, you see, you come to the shi, you get to know stuff that nobody knows, even though it's so simple. It's such a, it's almost so simple that it's embarrassing to repeat it. What does the word shlamazel mean? You ever heard it? Hey, even the goyim today say, shlamil shlamazel. Yeah? Yeah.
Peaceful mazel?
No, it comes from shaloi mazel. Ashlu mazel means a shaloi. It's a because it was said quickly, so it turned into shlamazel. It means shlamazel. En lo mazal. Aisha zeu tembel en lo mazal. Kol ma shu oseh neras en lo mazal. So now you'll know that when people call you shlamazel, they know what they. Now you know what it means. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. They relax. Don't stone me. Didn't say anything. Go ahead. Yeah.
But we're talking about the Jewish magician. Let's say we're running.
So listen to me carefully. I don't make up these halachas.
No,
the so I can't. He doesn't say. He says clearly. Simchas chasen kala or simchas purim. He says not to do it. Okay, you know how it works in halachas. You only pick the halachas that you like. You know how halachas work. So what are you gonna do?
Or let's say the
clown is invited as a part of his. So let me tell you, this is what he's talking about. You know, unless he's a guy, maybe he's a guy.
He's a guy.
Oh, so a guy, no problem.
But a Jew.
He's saying not to do it, so what should I do?
No, the question is, the Jew, either way, he's doing it. Are you allowed to be there?
It says no. Well, no, it says not to hire him, and not to look at it, not to be busy with it. That's what it says. What should I... You know, I can't help you. You know, I'll give you the telephone number of Yitzhak Yosef. It's in the beginning of the Sefer. You'll call him up. You'll ask him why he and his father wrote that. What should I tell you? I wrote it.
Magic to magic.
Unless you do magic. You know what the magic is? You change the word Asur to Mutar. No, maybe that you could do. Achizat Einayim. You'll change the word Asur and you Achizat Einayim Mutar.
We don't want Amisel to sin. A lot of time when people are going to event for kids, they bring in magicians.
So let me tell you the real answer to your question.
Is it really magic?
So can I be very honest with you? Ashkenazim don't pass like this. Ashkenazim hold you a lot to have magic shows. What they tell you to do is that the guy should explain the kids in advance. It's just fun. It's not real. And then it becomes mutar. That's what Ashkenazim tell you to do. They get, or he has to, whatever it is, he has to notify the kids. They shouldn't walk away saying, how do you do that? He must have special. You know what's funny? Why did I catch this halacha? Because that's what I opened up. You know how I work. I come, I open up, whatever I open up. Shabbos at my table, they will argue about this guy, Black. What's his name again?
Nisim.
Nisim is the singer, right?
Yeah.
Who's the magician? Blatt.
Black.
David Black. This is you guys are busy with the what's his name again? Black.
That's the one. That's I'm a magician.
David Blaine.
Blaine.
David Blaine.
Okay.
He's a magician. Okay, the kid said Blaine comes and he mamish and he reads your eyes and your mind and he knows numbers and all that. And they were arguing at the table if he has a supernatural kayak. That's what they were arguing. My one son said, "No, he knows how to read you when you the way you say it, and he catches it, and he's quicker than you." And the other son said, "No, he has something because he knew my social security number and this and that." Now the truth is, how does he know my son's social security number? I better find out what that's all about. Maybe he works for the Trump for the White House. Maybe he knows something that I don't know. They knows what about what? Al-Kapanim, the Shaila is. Could a person say he has supernatural koiches? That's the question, all right? So if you come and you tell the crowd, kids, you like the show? It's not real. You know how I did it? Hand is quicker than the eye. Yeah. It's all about how quick. So for example, if a person would really want to catch everything in learning, look how quick he can, look how the koch, a person is able, you hear? Now they don't want that, then ruin the whole trick show, they're not going to be interested in the whole thing. Anyways, getting back to the halacha, and that is magic shows. You want to know what the biggest magic show is? If they show up to say that, that's magic. That's what I call a magic show. You hear? You want to know what a magic show is? If I could get everyone to come to learn in the morning, that's called a magic show. They show up, it's magic. Okay, now the question is Siman Tov, Mazal Tov. So you see, it's two things. Siman Tov, Barry, you're going to be for First Seder, right?
Yes. Yeah,
sure. Oh, okay. Now you know what time First Seder starts, right? Because we sometimes, last few weeks, episode comes at 11, 12. And, yeah, good. Okay, so you can do a magic show today. You're going to be the just throw it out on the spot, you should know. Okay, let's go right there. Ma shenohagu b'kama bate knesset. You ready? Everybody's looking at their phones, and everybody's paying attention to everything but me. Could you imagine a magic show, you hear, that no one was looking? No one's paying attention. It was dealing with the phones, right? So, you know what? I could do anything. I could right in front of your face, you hear, take the quarter out of my pocket, you hear, and put it behind your ear, and you won't even realize it. You know why? What about your attention? Wait, I need achizat einayim today. You don't need anything. The phone is the achizat einayim. You know what the achizat einayim today? It's the phone. Okay. Now here's an interesting question. You ready?
Yes.
Now I don't have such a feeling for this halacha because obviously Ashkenaz Sfarad, maybe Sfaradim, you'll appreciate it more. He brings an interesting halacha. Whenever you write on a piece of paper, le'ilu nishmat, some people write, Shiamod b'tfilal b'nei mishpachto. You ever hear such a nusach? Shiamod? You didn't hear it. So, I'll tell you the truth. He brings it. It must be that there are certain Sfardim that write this nusach. Shiamod b'tfilal al b'nei mishpachto. He should pray for his family. The Met should pray for his family. Now, the truth is, Ashkenaz doesn't write it, but they say it. The tatas will bet in himmel. The father should go and pray for the children. So they don't use this exact wording that the yamod b'tfilah, but they say it. They say that the father should go in front of the kiseh kavod. And are you allowed to do that? Now let me explain to you the issue, and then you'll realize how interesting this halacha is. How interesting this halacha is. Okay. There's a halacha called nichush. And then there's another thing called Doresh El Hametim. Shh. What does Doresh El Hametim mean? You know what it means? You know, like, call out to the Metim. Leave them alone. They're called Shochne Afra. You know what Shochne means? They're resting. Leave it alone. In English, we have an expression, let them rest in peace. Right? B'menuchato. Right? Al-menuchato. Let them rest in peace. The Nusach, because that's it. He's in the next world. You're here. That's it. Okay. So the question is, what's part of Doresh El Hametim? So in the Pasuk and in the Navi, they used to call the Met and they used to bother him about future, about different things, tell us what's going to be in the future. That's called Ov V'yidoni. Ov V'yidoni. Ov, repeat after me. Ov V'yidoni. Okay, so one day I'm going to sit there and explain to you the technical difference. One was that they took the thing of the bone and they got it out. It's different type of procedures. It's called Ov V'yidoni. Now, the point being, am I allowed to go to a kever and pray by the kever? Yeah, but why am I praying to the praying by a met? I'm asking a met to, what's a met? Go to God, go to Hashem. It's one of the biggest topics in halacha. It's a very, very big question, halacha. As a matter of fact, there's a very famous song called Machnise Rachamim. Machnise Rachamim, Hachnisu Rachamenu. Everybody sings it. It was the biggest hit. Where does it come from? It's a piyut at the end of the Slichot. I don't know if Sfaradim have it. I think they do. Machnise Rachamim, you say it at the end of Slichot? It's a piyut. Ashkenaz, it's the end of the piyutim. The Gra held, you're not allowed to say it. Why? Because what do you say, Machnise Rachamim, the Malachim? You're praying to Malachim, you're not allowed to pray to Malachim. You're not allowed to pray to a Met, and you're not allowed to pray to a Malach. You have to pray straight to Hashem. So the Gra said, you're not allowed to say it, and others say it doesn't mean much. All you're saying is that they should help your tefillah. They should somehow be part of the procedure of pushing the tefillah, or if there's a kitrug on you that stops the tefillah, they should be melamed zchut on you. That's all it means. Okay. So it's a big question. Yet to say it, not to say it. Yet to say it, not to say it. Customarily, it seems that the world did say it. The Granics, those that are very, yeshiva, Torah, they won't say this. They will end the Slichot before Machnisei Rachamim. Okay, now let's discuss, according to this, how do we ever say Shalom Aleichem? Brachuni l'shalom, you're asking Malachim for Brachot? What are you talking about? Who asked Malachim for Brachot? You're not asking Malachim for Brachot. So this is a very famous question. It's one of the biggest questions. How could Friday night we say Baruchuni Shalom? How could you say it? How could you say it? Okay. So there's a very nice pshat that everyone says, oh, for my grandfather. It's a very famous pshat. He's a, not now. He says very famous pshat. You hear? The Rosh explains that if I come to a kever and I express clearly that I'm not praying to the met, I'm praying that the met should take the tefillah to Hashem. I clearly say it's about Hashem, not the met. That he's not a power. He's just helping. He's delivering. He's going to be melamed zchut. Then it's mutar. Interesting. You hear? Interesting. You hear? Yeah. You're listening. Okay. So interesting. You ever notice that Shalom Aleichem starts Shalom Aleichem Alecheha? And then it changes right to Malacheha. Shalom. The first one is Sharet, the next one, what's the change? What happened? So my grandfather said two pshat. One pshat he said in the name of his father-in-law, Rabbi Avram Sakharov. He was a Rav in one of the small cities in Europe, and he said a very interesting pshat. The Gemara says that the two Malachim, when they come, one of them is not a good Malach, one of them is a bad Malach. The Gemara says, two malachim come, one is a mean malach. But what happens? He sees the Shabbos table. And the good malach forces him to what?
To say amen.
So originally when they come, are they malachi ha-shalom? Malachi ha-sharet. Then all of a sudden, they turn into what?
Shalom.
Malachi ha-shalom. That's one pshat. Beautiful, beautiful, classic. Sharet means that he services Hashem. Okay. The second pshat is, Melachea Sharet, because according to the Rosh, if I clearly state that I'm not asking the Malach or the Met, I'm just saying that he has the kochot to go to Hashem, he's just a mediator, then it's mutar. That's why we say first Melacheha Sharet. What does Melacheha Sharet mean? That he's just Mesharet Hashem. Mesharet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now that we say this,
then we can say
Baruch Huni L'Shalom. First you have to stretch. That's a famous. It's a famous pshat set over from Rabbi Shmuel, David Valkin. Everyone writes it. It's like one of the most famous things that once I say Melachei Asharet, then I could say what? Baruchuni. No, then I could say Baruchuni. Then I could ask for a bracha. Otherwise, how do you give it up, Malach? Yes. That's it. And if I make it clear, it becomes mutar. Yes.
The same concept with the life. Person, let's say a person comes to Rav to get the bracha. What's the attitude?
So of course, we know that the malach. Vesamu et shmi al bnei Yisrael. Vani avarchem. It's Hashem that's giving the bracha. Everybody repeat. Now I want to tell you, according to the Gra, you don't go to Kfarim. The Gra never went to a kever. The Gra was dead against going to Kfarim. He went once to his mother's kever, and he came back. He said, I'll never go again to a kever. Done. You hear? We think, Chim L'Kfarim, Kfarim, Rabotai, there's a lot of Zohar issues by going to a kever. No, you want to know what? If you're a Balavera, you know what happens to the myth, you know what's going on over there, it's big stuff going on. So I tie in a my ridiculous thing. Sometimes a Rav who gives a Shiur, he's over the Isur of Doresh El Amitim. You want to know? I'll tell you something cute. My son over there didn't get it. Doresh El Amitim. You ever see what it looks like in the middle of a shiur? Over the Yisur of Doresh El Amitim. There's a very nice story from the great Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Shimon Shkop. In the yeshivot, they learn his Torah. Be'atmada. He's a big gaon. He was a gaon atzum. So when he was younger, Rosh Yeshiva, he would say the shiur. And they didn't let him say one word. Because every time he had a kasha, everyone would scream, and then, what do you mean? And then, you know how much he got accomplished? 2 lines. He couldn't do it. And he would bring out this in the Talmidim. He would ask, Reb Shach used to do the same thing. Reb Shach used to say very small, very little pieces. You walked away from the shul, you could write 3 lines. It was all about the pinpul, the question, is it a good question, not a good question. You think it is, I think it's not. Tremendous ritcha. It was live. It was storming of Torah. Many Rosh Hashivot had this shitat that that's how Torah has to be taught. In the yeshiva, the younger Talmidim were told, don't ask questions. The older ones told the younger ones, stop asking. Why? We're not accomplishing. We want to hear the Rosh Hashiva's answer and the Rosh Hashiva's question. Stop asking. You're wasting the time. No questions. So Reb Shimon Shkop got up and he started the question, and it's quiet. And he looks around. And the answer is, and he's looking around, he's waiting for the attack. And putseva en oneh. So today the answer would be because they were on the cell phone. That would be the answer. But there was no cell phones in that day. So what happened? And the answer is the older Talmidim told the younger ones, shtika. We want to hear the Rashiva. I don't want to hear what you have to ask. After question, answer, and question, Reb Shimon Shkop looked around and he caught on what's going on. He went off and he said, Asur l'lmod b'bet ha'kvarot. Po nidmeli kmo b'bet ha'kvarot. Shalom. This is not the same thing. I'm saying a Rav is also sometimes over the Yisur of the Resha. Getting back to the Halacha L'Maaseh. What's the Halacha L'Maaseh? You're not allowed to ask a mit to do anything for you. This that we go to pray by the mit, so either it's the schut, it's l'orer, schut avot, the schut of the mit. Now I want to tell you something interesting. There's a whole issue, should someone want to be buried in Israel? It's a big issue. Everybody says Israel, Eretz Yisrael, what's the cheshbon, Eretz HaKodesh. Gilgul Mechilot, everybody knows about the Gilgul Mechilot, right? Underground tunnels, yeah. Right? Speak to Hamas, they know about the underground tunnels. No underground tunnels, right? And people pay big money for that, and they know that. Chevra Kadisha, they're smart. They know that. Where do they get all their money from? The Americans. This is how they make their money. It's big, it's a big story. Why? Because they'll pay. Now, should you do that? Should a person say, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKod? Now, the proof they bring is from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu wanted to be buried where? Dafka? But there's a reason why he wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want to be here in Mitzrayim. Why? Afrakul Akinim. You see that the Cheshbon was nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. It was because he didn't want to be in Mitzrayim because the earth will be Kinim. And the famous question is, he was a tzaddik. And second of all, right? So how does he get Kinim? Second of all, he was in Goshen. Goshen didn't have. So many want to say there was Kinim in Goshen. Big discussion. Okay? So there's no proof from Yaakov Avinu that a person should want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. That what?
He asked also.
Yes, so maybe because of all these cheshbonot. It says clearly, Shiasuoto Avodah Zarah, whatever the cheshbonot are. It's not clear. But I'll tell you what is clear. That if a person has children here in Chutz Laretz, he should be buried in Chutz Laretz. That is clear. You know who says this? Sefer Chasidim. You know what his proof is? Rachel Imenu. Rachel Imenu was buried Aleim HaDerech. Why? Because the children should come to pray. It's important. So you see clearly the concept of children paying. So what are they praying for? Either they're Ma'ore Eschut Avot. But the truth is in Medrash it says clearly that you could tell the Avot to go pray. Not only the Schut of the Avot, but actually go and ask Hashem, please, please take care of my children in this world. So what do you have to be clear? That you're just asking them to bring the tefillah.
Yeah. So why have to go to the kevah?
Ah, now you're asking a good question. Ushuel tov, ushuel. Yeah, that's a good question. Why can't I go here and ask? Okay, so I'll tell you the emes. I don't like going there because then you'll walk around saying I'm a mekubal, but I have no choice on this one. I'm going to have to tell you what I really know. So listen to me carefully. The Gemara says clearly neshamot do or don't know what's really going on here. Meaning, the neshamot of the avot, it's a shail in the Gemara. Do they know? Don't they know? The Gemara brings a proof. They do know. They don't know. One thing for sure, the neshama hovers over the makom hakever. That's clear. And that's why the Gra did not want to go to the mother, because I explained to you, because if the mother's neshama is there, and the child has ezech, veizvos, pgamim, or whatever it is, it's a tremendous kitruk, a tremendous something in Shemayim for the neshama. That's why Minag Yerushalayim is that the children don't go to the Bet HaKvarot to bury the parents. Minag Yerushalayim.
That's what I also say, Chodesh Nisan, I have to go to the burial because the neshamot go to the fruit tree.
The fruit tree, that's also right. This is all Zohar. Now again, bottom line, how did I get to all this? Because we were reading over here. Could a person write, Shiamod b'tfilal b'nei mishpachto, en lachshoz b'zeh mishum isur v'doresh el amitim, sh'rakim me'akmato v'kavanato el amitim atzmam, shehem yoshu mitzaratav, yesh b'zeh isur. So when you say, Tata help me, Papa help me, you got to be clear. What do you mean help me? Help me to bring the tefillot to Shamayim. So we'll stop over here, right? And tomorrow we're going to talk about Isur Giluach B'mechonit. Isur Giluach. You'll be surprised.